So, you're listening to Bruce Chamoff, Become a Successful Podcaster, where we help your podcast become successful in everything from audience growth to marketing to production and even monetization. And we're talking about, on this show, do podcasters need a script? Or can they actually have a podcast without a script? And I'm just going to ask you, you are an actor.
Yes.
And I need to know, can you record your movies? Can you shoot your movies without a script?
No.
You can't? Why not?
Because you need a script in order to get the storyline and know the lines. And a script gives you more confidence in what you're doing and you know what to expect. If everybody did improv in the movies, then it would just be crazy because no one would know what the other one's doing.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, with that said, we are going to talk about this on today's episode, and we're also going to play some music at the end of this too. We got some really cool music. We got Claricel with La Santa, and that's what we are going to play. Also, we're going to play some Bruce Chamoff music. Always have to play some of my music as well. But we're talking about, do podcasters need to script their shows, or can they just wing it? Now, I know you don't do podcasting.
No.
You don't do podcast. Okay. But if, now right now you're on this episode with me and you don't know anything about podcasts, but you listen to a few.
Correct.
Now, what do you think when you listen to people when doing their podcast? Do you think they script it or do you think they don't? Or does it depend on the podcast?
It probably depends on the podcast.
You think so?
Well, actually, I think of the people that do the podcast probably know what they're talking, what they're talking about, and so they can just talk off the cuff. But if you have someone that is not familiar with the topic and you want them to speak, you know, sometimes maybe you need a script because it's hard to just wing it.
Do you see that irony here? You just answered my question without a script. Without a script.
That's true.
See, you can do this without a script. This podcast is not scripted. And I'll tell you why I don't like writing a script. First of all, you can't be spontaneous. And second of all, I don't like it when somebody reads a script today. They don't read it right. They choppy. And that's, even if they make a mistake, they don't get it right. They got to re-record it. Podcasters, depending on the type of category or genre of their episodes, can write scripts, but it might not be. It might not have. I don't. I hate scripts. Then again, I'm not an actor. So tell me, like, when you are, you said you were going around looking for movies to act in. You've done a lot of acting in the past. You had an agent. You were in California for a while. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, actually, I didn't have an agent. I wanted to get an agent in California because I've done community theater. I've auditioned for professional productions, but never got into it because you have equity for the play.
Wait, I got to interrupt you for a minute. You have such a great podcast voice. I got to tell you that. You should have your own podcast. I'm just saying. All right, continue. Go ahead. Continue.
Well, now I've lost my train of thought. Well, because with plays, you have to have equity. With movies, you have to be in the Screen Actors Guild. So if you don't know anybody, it's really hard to break into the industry. So that's why when I was in California, I was thinking about getting an agent so that I could get into the movies. But that never happened.
Well, maybe you should get into podcasting. Maybe your agent should get you into podcasts. What do you think?
I don't do unscripted.
You don't. Well you're doing that scripted right now. There you go. Ha ha. All right. It's different. That's cool. I listen to a lot of podcasters, and I'll tell you, look, I run a very busy podcast network. I listen to 5 to 7 podcast episodes a day, and that's not a lie. Well, sometimes it's a lie, but sometimes I do listen to 5 to 7 podcasts, not every day. I don't have the time, but I do, because look, I have my favorite podcasters. I won't name names because I don't want to leave anybody out, but the people whose podcasts I listen to, they know who they are because I tell them, hey, look, you just came out with a great episode. If you're listening to the show right now and I told you I really like your latest episode, you can be sure that you are probably in one of the 5 to 7 podcasts that I listen to every single day. No, that's not true. Am I lying? Why am I lying? I'm sorry. I listen to a couple of days a week. Okay. So, and I got to say something. There's a reason why I listen to 5 to 7 podcast episodes a couple of times a week. Because they're good. They're unscripted. And I have heard podcasts that are scripted. And they're not that good.
Well, they don't know how to act.
Oh, it's about the acting. So you're telling me that the podcasts that I listen to that are unscripted, they know how to act?
Well, a good actress can use a script, but you know, you don't read it verbatim because that's boring. You have to put your own inflections in and emotions and everything. So when I read a script, you would never know I was reading a script. You would think it was off the cuff.
I like your accent. Are you from like a different state? Like what's are you from like a southern state, like Oklahoma?
Well, I grew up in Pennsylvania and was raised in Kentucky.
Kentucky. That's it. I hear the Kentucky accent. That's it. I thought you were like from Arkansas or something. Or Oklahoma. I was one of the southern states. I knew.
Well, yeah, I lived in Kentucky for 8 years, so I pick up accents.
If I keep hanging out with you, I'm going to pick up the Kentucky accent, too.
I don't think
so. And I don't live anywhere near Kentucky.
No, your New York accent is too prominent for that.
My New York accent. My New York accent. Well, anybody who listens to my show knows that I speak with a New York accent. But I don't speak with a Brooklyn accent. I don't speak with that accent.
Well, that's true. You don't.
But I was born in Brooklyn. Ironic, huh?
Yeah. Weird. Yeah, but you lived in New Jersey for how long?
All my life.
There you go.
In New York. Well, that's not. That's a lie. I lived in Long Island for 25 years.
But that was more recent.
Yes.
Growing up is where you pick up your accent.
Yes.
When you're a kid.
Yes. And I'm not the only Bruce from my area. I'm from the same area as Bruce Springsteen. Freehold, New Jersey. And people who are listening to this podcast don't know the real story about Bruce Springsteen's Greetings from Asbury Park. If you're a Bruce Springsteen fan and you're listening to this, Bruce Springsteen came from my hometown of Freehold, New Jersey. But his first album is Greetings from Asbury Park. Not Greetings from Freehold. That's because he hated Freehold. That's
a
known fact. If you listen to the lyrics of Born to Run, you hear that line, sprung from cages on Highway 9. Well, Highway 9 is Route 9. It goes right through Freehold. And he's talking about cages and Highway 9.
Oh.
That's Freehold.
That's true. Well, I know that when I lived in Freehold for the 10 years that I did, I had a friend that was at Englishtown Auction and ran into Bruce Springsteen. And she was like starstruck.
Starstruck?
Starstruck. You know, you meet someone famous, you think that, you know, it's so great.
I know. I met Denise Richards last year. Charlie Sheen's ex-wife.
Nice. I don't get starstruck because I have family in the industry. So they're just people like everybody else.
You don't get starstruck? Really? There's not one person you would be in front of that you wouldn't just like want to take a picture with them? Or?
Oh, I didn't say that. I wouldn't.
Oh, the truth comes out.
I just wouldn't be like, like all the other people that are like, I don't know.
Are you an autograph hound?
No, I'm not an autograph hound.
I'm not either. I'm not. I just want to take pictures with all the stars and just.
Well, that would be cool. Yeah. And then you show people and say, hey, look, so-and-so.
Last year, I was in California. I was in the LA area. I was looking for John Cryer in a couple of places. That didn't quite make it. I even contacted John Cryer on Instagram. I haven't heard back from him yet.
Is that really John Cryer on Instagram or someone pretending to be John Cryer on Instagram?
I don't know. But I got to his real Twitter account and I found out that he announced that he's on Instagram. So I, okay. Reached out to him and I wanted to see if he wanted to do the keynote speech at one of my podcasting events. But I never heard back from him. So John Cryer, if you're out there and you're listening, I'm a big 2 and a Half Men fan. I'm a big Pretty in Pink fan. I want Ducky to do. I want Ducky. I don't want Ducky. I want Alan Harper to do the keynote speech. But I'm not going to edit that out. But I am human. I'm allowed to say a few times.
Right? Yeah.
But so the question, getting back, is: can you succeed with your podcast and not script it?
Well, you're
scripted, and can you script it?
Well, you're the podcast expert, so which one is
it? I'm the expert.
That's right.
I feel whatever makes you deliver your podcast better. Some people can't wing it, and they have to write it out. Now, what I do sometimes is I have an outline. I just follow the outline. But the outline is just 3 or 4 words.
Right.
And then I just take off from there until I have nothing else to say, and I move on to the next item in the outline. There's nothing wrong with that. So if you're listening, it's important for you to decide. Do you want a script? Do you not want a script? Or do you want just an outline and you wing it from each item of the outline? It's really important. Scripted podcasts, I'll say it again, I'm not a fan of them. I can tell when it's scripted. Now, usually there are a lot of fictional podcasts out there. So they do fiction. And they obviously have to read a script because they're probably reading from a book.
Right.
And that's okay. But if you're just talking to people, just having a conversation, that's all you got to do. So I'm going to play a commercial. And when we come back from these messages, it's right at the 12-minute mark. We'll talk more about scripting, and we're going to play some music again. We're going to play Claritzel with the song La Santa. Be back after these messages.
Have you ever received advertisements related to a conversation you've just had? It's not a coincidence. It's your data, and it's being collected from your mobile phone or tablet. Your privacy matters, so it's time for a change. At FOSS Devices, our phones and tablets maximize your privacy. You'll also get better security, better performance, and more control over your device, all without outside interference from big tech companies. Go to FOSSDevices.com. That's FOSSDevices.com to reclaim your digital freedom today.
And we're back. So, we're talking about scripting our podcast.
Yes.
People ask me this because they do come to me as the expert. They see what I do in the network and they see that I have this. So I don't like to script my podcast. But if it helps you succeed and not mess up your content, then yeah, go ahead. I'm just not a fan.
Well, I just know that if I have to wing it, I get more nervous. If I have a script in hand, at least I know what I'm going to be saying. And I can make it sound like it's not being read, because I don't like being read to either. I don't think anyone likes being read to.
What color is your hair?
Copper.
I never heard of copper hair. That's like, a penny? No, I mean, no, it's like red or brown or something like that.
Red, reddish brown with blonde highlights.
Wow, you got like 17 colors in your hair right there. It's pretty cool. Wow. It's cool. I see blonde over there. I see black up there. I see a little orange over there.
It lightens in the sun.
But we call it copper.
That's what the salon calls it.
Oh, the salon.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
I like that. To me, it's like reddish, sort of. Anyway, let's get back to this. So
we digress.
We digress. That's the word that everybody hates when they go off in a tangent.
You're right.
I hate saying that. I just like saying I go off in a tangent. I digress by going off a tangent. Anyway. So if your podcast is scripted, then just make sure that you don't sound like you're actually reading from that script. You still want to talk to your audience. Number one, I hate it. I just hate when somebody reads something. I can't stand it. I hate when they sound like they're reading. And it's okay if you, again, don't sound like you're reading. But I know myself. I try to read things without sounding like I'm scripting, but not on this podcast. And if you're going to script your podcast, it takes more time. So you might need a team And then sometimes they have to edit the script. What? Why are you giving me that look for?
Because it...
That's just Skype. Ignore that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Because it shouldn't take more time to write a script. You write the script before you podcast, mm-hmm. and then you just go buy the script. But I don't know why you need a team if you're a good writer and you know the material and you know what you want to say. But I do like your outline idea, because that's what you do with speeches also. Because I did do public speaking, and when I did, I always came with an outline, because you don't want to read off the cards. So I always had the keywords on the cards and then took it from there. So,
that's cool.
Yes, that is a great idea.
I do PowerPoint slides when I do public speaking. What show off? I like what you do. What you index cards? That's
my
cool.
Index cards. Yes, that's
when I speak for my next presentation. When I got to talk to the woman that runs the networking group, I am not going to show. It's on podcasting, by the way. I'm not going to show a PowerPoint slide. I normally show PowerPoints. I'm going to just go in front of Zoom and just say, "Here's the microphone. Here's how much it costs. Here's how you edit the podcast. Don't script." What was your biggest public speaking event? Like, what was your most exciting one?
My most exciting thing was when I was doing educational, educational? I lost the word now.
You lost the word educational?
No. I was doing educational groups for behavioral health.
Oh, all right.
So it was things on sleep, you know, little modules on sleeping, like how to get good sleep. You know, medications, to understand the medications, and, you know, just things that are everyday in that. And I worked with an outline, and I wrote my modules. Well, I had some that were already written, but I wrote most of my modules.
That's amazing.
So, like, yeah, I went and looked everything up and got all the facts and wrote them all down. But then you have to make it interactive, or nobody wants to listen to it.
Of course. Absolutely. I agree. I told you, you know, you've seen the video at the United Nations in 2016. I told everyone to scream out the words, "Don't hack the core," right?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. That gets people not only involved, but it wakes them up.
Right. And I would just ask people what they know about the material and get their input. And I don't know, I guess I winged it, so I didn't do a script either. So yeah, it is better without the script.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. The other thing too is that when you write a script, you got to follow the script. I know myself. I'm too dynamic of a person to follow a script. I can't do it.
Well, not everybody follows the script verbatim. There's always something that you change. I mean, look at Robin Williams when he was doing movies. There were so many times that they said he went off script, and then they had to figure out, you know, that's hard to follow sometimes. You have to be a good actor to be able to just jump into that.
The Honeymooners had no script.
Right. But I was in a play one time, and it was just me and this other actor, and he kept going off script. So, yeah, I had to improvise.
I would go off script, too. I just can't do it. I can't follow script. That's why this podcast is not scripted. And I end up editing. But I don't think this podcast, I don't think today's episode needs editing. I really don't. I didn't say that often today. I didn't say so. I also have a habit of saying, the interesting thing is, I didn't say that once until just now, but that was to explain that, right? I'm going to distribute this episode without editing it. Yeah, I know. How can I be so sure of myself? Because a lot of times I make mistakes, but you help me stay on track.
Did I?
Yeah. I hate editing, and I even hate sending it to my editor and getting it, waiting to get it back. I hate all that. But today, this episode, no editing. That's cool.
That is cool.
And there aren't too many episodes I can distribute without editing. But you help me stay on track without making any mistakes. I hardly say and ah and all
I
those crazy
things.
Yeah, we don't care about you. I only care about myself saying those words. You didn't say it that much anyway.
Thank you.
That's only because you got copper colored hair.
Yeah, that's all has to do with the hair.
When I say copper, I mean it's really nice.
Thank you.
It's nice. It's a color of money, even if it's just the color of a penny.
You know, pennies add up.
Pennies add up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is so true. But it's really a pleasure having you on. And honestly, I think it's time that we play music now. So here's what we're going to do. First of all, rate us on Apple. And I just want you all to know that we're going to keep on putting episodes out and playing PodSafe music. If you are on the World Podcast Network, you can also make money playing music. Just log into the portal and go to the PodSafe music directory and apply to play music. You can also make money playing commercials. So, without further ado, we're going to take one more commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to play Caritzel La Santa. And then we're going to play Desu Tam with Narcissist. And then I'm going to let you tell me what music, what song I should play. You pick the song, you know my music. I want you, and this is fun for me. Pick a song that you want me to play on this podcast of mine.
Now?
Right now.
Can we do it after the commercial break?
No.
Okay, now you're putting me on the spot.
Yes, I am.
Now I can't remember the names of your music.
Want me to bring up the Spotify
yes,
page?
You can take a,
all right, we're going to bring up the Spotify page. Hold on. We're going to do just that.
Well, I have my favorites.
By the way, folks, this is like her first podcast episode. And I got any song from these albums and then these songs that you know.
Take My Chance.
Take My Chance. All right. So we're going to play Take My Chance. You just chose it. You selected it. So that's great. All right. We'll see you guys after the commercial break. And we're just going to get into playing the music. We're going to start it off with Caritzel from La Santa.
Leadership. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starfleet Leadership Academy. Its ongoing mission to develop leaders through Star Trek. To boldly go where no podcast has gone before. A Star Trek podcast told through the lens of leadership development. Subscribe today, the Starfleet Leadership Academy.
Deja el drama pa' lo pelao, que la trama es estar pegao. Y recuerda lo que has bailao, como la reina camina de lao. Este ritmo te mueve a ti, porque viene de mi raíz. Los latinos del mundo así, cuando la negra te marca el tumbao. Fuera pa' allá,
camina.
Lo malo se queda pa' allá. Puso buena, te libraste de la condena, vida nueva y la copa llena, ya no hay tiempo para sufrir, buena vibra solo hay aquí, esta noche te hará vivir, todo lo bueno será para ti, fuera para allá,
camina,
lo malo se queda para allá.
All day I'm consumed with ways to jump to the forefront. It's all that I think. Yeah.